Good morning, Diamonds. You are now listening to LJDN Live, Wednesday morning show with host Lena Jones, and co-host Johnny Dynamite Crone on Conspiracy Wednesdays, on LJDNradio.com. Call into the show at 855-490-6991. And thank you for listening.
It'll be fine by dust cloud, I'm telling you, baby. These things eat at your bones and drive your young mind crazy. But when you place your hand between my collar and jaw, I don't know much, but there's no weight at all. And I'm damned if I do, and I'm damned if I don't. 'Cause if I say I miss you, I know that you won't. But I miss you in the mornings when I see the sun. Something in the orange tells me we're not done. To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare right the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. I need to hear you say you've been waiting all night. There's orange dancing in your eyes from bulb light. Your voice only trembles when you try to speak. Take me back to us dancing this wood used to creep. To you I'm just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare at the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. Just a man, to me you're all I am. Where the hell am I supposed to go? I poison myself again. Something in the orange tells me you're never coming home. If you leave today, I'll just stare out the way the orange touches all things around. The grass, trees, and dew, how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. Please turn those headlights around.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Diamonds. We are here.
Hey, hey. Good morning.
Good morning, Diamonds. See, we are here. There we go. We are here, 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 just doing some chit-chat behind scenes. So, but I have to hear something in the orange every Wednesday for some reason.
That's what gets your mojo going, huh?
Yeah, something in the orange.
Orange is the new black, so something in the black. Hello, world.
Hello. Hello.
Let that bed go, let it go, let it go. Rise and grind, man. We out here one more game. Mm-hmm. At LJD and Radio Live on Conspiracy Wednesdays with Lena. But also Lena and Johnny Dynamite Chrome. Champ is here.
Ain't it, May?
another hump day, ain't it, May? Yeah, man. It's cold. I think this is the first morning I felt cold when I got up. These seasons trying to change. I don't like it.
That's right. You a summertime type of man.
I'm born in the fall, but I do not like the cold weather. I guess growing up here in the South, you don't get so used to cold, or what I would call like cold, cold. You know, cold is cold, but then it can get beyond that. So, you know. But we're blessed down here. We don't get too much precipitation. I mean, knock on wood. We don't get too much snow and too much ice. Not that often, so.
We don't either. No. We don't get it here.
It's skip over y'all too.
Yeah, I think the last time we had snow was maybe about 4 or 5 years ago.
Maybe it's a part of Virginia where y'all at, because I've been through some tough spots in the wintertime up in Virginia, up there in northern Virginia.
Yeah, we see we're in southern mm-hmm. Virginia, so we don't get it like that. But our winters are mainly mild. Like, we get some cold days. We do get some cold days where you do need to put on a coat. But for the most part, no, we don't get all that. It's all
good. Shout out to VA, man. Shout out to all the states that ain't got all the snow and stuff, man. That's where everybody need to move to. Unless you like snow, I don't know. I guess to each his own, but.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they just gotta get slowed down everything too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The ice and the snow, once it hit, you get people crashing into each other, driving like it ain't no snow out there. You know, so. I don't know. That DMV, the winners in the DMV, yeah, they scared me straight, man. I'm talking about terrible. And what the traffic up there is terrible anyway. So you can just imagine any kind of heavy precipitation. It get crazy out there.
Yeah, that's how it is in Virginia. They don't know what to do with the snow. Don't snow here. It will
jam everything up.
That's right.
I guess sometimes things need to slow down too. So I don't overthink it. I just enjoy the milder colder seasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not so much. I know people that actually like cold weather though. Like, they sit here and say, "Man, I can't wait till winter." I'm like, "Wait."
I do like the cold. I like the cold weather. I don't like it when it's like when it snowed you in. When to get snowed in, I don't like that because I'm claustrophobic. I don't like being snowed in. I'll drive everybody in the house crazy. Everybody.
The cabin fever starts setting in.
Yeah. You see me out there digging through that snow with my fingernails. Gotta get out of here. Gotta get out of this house.
It's a real thing. I mean, I experienced it for sure before my first winter in the DMV. It was a record breaking winter up there. I think we were out of school like upwards of 2 months. We couldn't even go to school for like 2 months. So it that was different. You know, coming from down here, never really having experience, you know, a real what you call a snowstorm or blizzard. You know what I'm saying? And to get that the first winter in a new town, in a new region of the country, it was eye-opening for sure. And then my mom was a teacher, so we were all stuck in the house, so. How fun was that?
Oh, man, y'all didn't get away from school.
It was bad. Man, we couldn't even go to school. The teachers, like I said, my mom couldn't go anywhere. She was a teacher, so it was just like seeing your folks every day, all day. It was crazy. I don't know. Can't get out. Can't go nowhere. It's different. It was kind of kind of like that with COVID, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just slowing everything down so abruptly. Just, you can't go here, you can't go there. You got to stand this far from somebody else, and just weird.
Do you know I was recording in my studio during COVID?
Okay.
I had LJD in live. I was doing it with Nora Raven. At that time, it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They did not allow cars to drive. You know, the only people could go to work and be on the road was healthcare professionals and stuff like that. But I went to the studio every day. I didn't get pulled over. But it was good because the people had something to live. We bought entertainment during that time when people was having cabin fever.
Yeah, going crazy.
Yeah. So it was good. Mm-hmm. It was good. I had a workout session during the show. I think I had an hour. The last hour of the show was the workout session where I play the upbeat music to work out to do workouts too. Yeah. And stuff like that. And it was good. It was good. I really liked it. It was some of the highest ratings that I had.
No, I can believe that because you remember the you remember when the verses started coming out, right?
With
when artists started going verse, artists going against each other on the digital platform.
Oh yeah.
COVID played a big part in that being so successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think everybody has something in common, which is very rare in America, but for a lot of people to have to do one thing in common, and that was stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
So we all kind of, like I said, except the essential workers that had to go to the hospital and different things like that. But it's something to deal with, you know. It's something to deal with. It tests your psyche. It's more of a psychological thing, I think, than anything else. Of course, you need, you know, if you get all the stuff you need to stay in the house, like your food and your hygiene stuff. You know, if you ain't dealing with those type of issues, it's more or less a psychological thing, not being able to do your normal routine, get up and move freely, and stuff that we didn't have to think about. We had to think twice about, you know, because we form so many habits as human beings. To tell a person you can't go somewhere if they go on the regular, that alone is crazy. Church shut down. You know, there's a lot of church fanatics and. No, everybody had to deal with it on a different level. And for me, it was my bread and butter. I can really cut my water off as far as performing and doing gigs and shows. So it's crazy. I guess it is similar to being snowed in. You know, it's the same type of thing. Like, I've been snowed in to the point where the people that treat the roads can't even treat the roads. So it's kind of like you just got to wait it out until a certain point and then they kind of get at it. But that's crazy.
Yep, that's what happens. That's what happens in the snow. In the snow. So, how's your weekend, Johnny? With your love, your loving. I don't want to say the wrong name, but the love tour.
Soul and Lovers Tour.
Soul and Lovers Tour. So, how did it go?
Yeah, it was cool. We shout out to Columbus, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
We had a ball as we always do, man. It's good. It's a good group of people, and we just doing the same thing that we did with Mount Stolmark with that small tour we did.
Mm-hmm.
Just sowing seeds, you know, touching spots that I've never been to. You know what I'm saying? Some of us had never been to.
Mm-hmm.
And just putting it out there, man, letting people see there's something new out there is more common.
Mm-hmm.
And again, just the process of making yourself not so new in different places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to really become a draw until people kind of know you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you can promote all you want, but until they get to know you in a sense, it's kind of tough. But,
I wish you could. Could you repeat that? Could you repeat that, please? I know there's someone listening that I need them to hear that.
And it's difficult. I mean, it's definitely difficult bringing something new to a new area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's a process in itself. You know, it's just like a new restaurant that pops up. Most times you're gonna sit around and wait for the to hear kind of the feedback, see what's the buzz. You might look up the restaurant, look it up on YouTube or Google it, see what their ratings are like, and you know, stuff like that. Because if it's new, you might hesitate. You know what I'm saying? I don't know about that. You know, but then you might have a friend or someone that went there, or a family member. Oh, I tried this new restaurant, and it's good. And I love it. Da, 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 da. They got this, they got that. And I feel like it's kind of the same way with the music. You know, especially if you're independent, you ain't out on no major market as far as being promoted and, you know, by the machine. The people gotta really go and touch the people. They gotta see you in person, because you ain't on all the commercials and all the ads and, you know, like the big artists. So as an independent artist, yeah, it's very necessary to get out there and try these new areas and try these new venues, because that's the only way they don't get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's called no risk, no reward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, that's business. That's any type of business, really. You know, nothing's guaranteed. You know what I'm saying? You can franchise a business, and you might have it in the wrong type of location. You know, just, you know, didn't do your right research or whatever, and yours might not work like the other 10,000 of them across the country. So you got to go back to the drawing board sometime. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Make it make sense. But everybody's in business to win, man. Nobody wants to go.
That's right.
Wants the business to lose. So
That's never the mindset. It is.
I know what you mean when you say repeated, because, you know, being around a lot of artists, there's a lot of artists that don't get that. I'm just keep it that simple. There's a lot of artists that don't get that part.
Yep.
Which can make them more difficult to deal with. You know.
Yes, it does. You know what's a difficult breed of people to deal with? I hate to say this, but Christians. Christians.
That's believable. A lot of
Christians are the most difficult people.
A lot of Christians are.
I know, especially those that really claim they're really into their Bible. They really talk their Bibles. They are the most difficult and complicated people to deal with. I don't know why that they are like that, but that's how they are. Very difficult.
The Bible offers.
But yes, they are very difficult. They don't understand anything. They don't get it. They want things to go a certain way, and if it doesn't go a certain way, they want to kick and holler. Okay, I won't go too hard on them, but I just find it difficult that Christians, I mean, I'm a Christian too, you know, and maybe I'm just as difficult as the next person, but I hope and pray that I'm not, because every Christian that I come across, the Bible thumpers, are very difficult people, and I don't understand why they're like that. So on that understanding note, so we gotta, as far as my weekend went really good. I went to see Bad News, of course, Silver Bullet, I think that's his name. I'm so horrible with names, but it was a good show here in Virginia Beach. You know, would like to get to more shows in Virginia Beach, being that Portsmouth is is so taboo. But you know, there's no safe haven, because yesterday I was listening to the news, and it was like 3 murders here in Chesapeake, in this suburban area. One body they found in the forest, another body they found in a dumpster, and a third body they found somewhere. I don't even know. Johnny. I don't know what happened to Johnny.
Yeah,
I'm here. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's no safe haven.
I don't know. I think they use the news to scare people from certain places. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I travel a lot, and it's always a level of danger. Mm-hmm. Anywhere you go. You know what I mean? Even if mm-hmm. you're just traveling just for vacation, you got to be careful. But, and it's crazy because kind of ties into my topic, you know, once we get into that portion of the show. But, it, you know, It's dangerous everywhere. Put it like that.
It is.
Dangerous everywhere.
It is. But
it's all about you know where you're at in any town or any part of this or the country. You know what I'm saying? You got to be aware of where you are. Very aware these days because there's so many. It's a lot going on.
And especially this time of year, you know, I just want to reach out and say that to the listeners, please be careful out there shopping. You know, even if you're not even shopping, you could be going to the supermarket and get caught up in some stuff that has to do with someone trying to steal someone else's hard work that they worked hard at buying stuff for Christmas, and someone is just waiting behind the scenes or behind the corner to just steal it. Take everything they got. It's not worth it. Please don't try to fight them on it. It's not worth losing your life over Christmas. You can do Christmas any day. Just because it says December, you can do Christmas any day. But please don't try to do it. Don't try and play her hero.
Yeah, that's true. You got to be mindful of the holidays for sure. A lot of people sitting out there watching you, see you coming out with the bags, and you know, then that's their whole thing. They ain't there to shop. They there to take some. So, you know, it's sad to say that, but it's facts.
Yeah.
That's why. I mean, shout out to Doug, man. You met Doug.
Yes, I remember.
And I travel a lot, so again, it's always good to have extra eyes, around you, extra ears.
It is.
More eyes are better. A lot of time, especially when you get outside of your hometown, or like, you know, further outside of where you know more people. But like that, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to everybody that's moving around this independent game, man. Keep it. Head on the swivel, man. Be careful out there. Yeah, be careful out there. And all the big shoppers, like you said, it's a lot of people that really go out there and get into the Christmas spirit and do a lot of big shopping and big spending. And yeah, be careful.
Yeah, because this is their time of year. This is the time of year where a lot of suicides, where people get depressed and stuff like that. You know, I do suffer from bouts of depression, but I rarely get it around Christmas. Christmas is just the opposite for me. Even when I don't have anything to give, you know, just the whole thought, just being caught up in the whole minutia about the Christmas thing and stuff like that, just kind of makes you happy. Then knowing what the purpose of Christmas was for, you know, how Christ came to save our souls, those that believe in Jesus Christ. You know, some people don't believe in Jesus Christ; they think he was just a man. But that's a whole different subject.
Get into that.
Yeah, but I think I was talking about my weekend. It was really good. It was my first time meeting Bad News, and that was good. Silver Bullet and all of them. I had never met them before, so it was good time meeting them. It was good to see Eddie Key. Shout out to Eddie Key. Now Eddie Key is in Virginia, but I don't see him. I don't see him. Like, I'll see him this weekend, but prior to last weekend, I hadn't seen him in weeks. I hadn't seen him in weeks. You know, we'll communicate with each other, but I haven't seen him. Saturday was the first time I had saw him in weeks. He looked good. Looked like he's taking care of himself. And I'll see him this Saturday because he is in the he will be at the River Restaurant opening the show for All Love Band. For the All Love Band.
I saw the promotion for that. I saw a couple of pictures from Bad News up there. Yeah, I saw Eddie in the building.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Eddie Key, man. Shout out to Bad News. I don't know Silver Bullet.
I've done
gigs with News before. Cool Cat, man, and shout out to them guys.
Yeah, it was all good. But we had Elle out there on her job with her Savage Cuts photography, doing an excellent job as usual.
Shout out to Elle.
Mahogany Fawn, of course, was in the building, and you know, of course, she has to take the pictures with any celebrity that comes through LJD radio. But you know, I'm kind of glad she did.
Make that documentary.
Yeah, she. I like that she does that. That both of them do that. They're both a part of my team, and I'm glad that they both do their part, because I don't like being in the camera like that. You know, and Elle knows that about me, so she won't really bug me to take a picture. You know, I may get in one or two pictures, but that's pretty much it for me. I don't really like taking pictures, contrary to what people may see online. You go to my page, all you see is me smiling. What you mean?
I can't tell.
I know. It's true. But it's true, though. I don't like taking pictures. I take those pictures because it's just me in my home and it's my little camera, and go ahead and take
it's a different vibe.
Yeah. When you're out in public, it is a different vibe. And I'm just not one to, you know, take pictures like that. But hey.
If I wasn't a rock star, I probably wouldn't either. I ain't never been big on taking a lot of pictures myself. But I got to now.
You have to. Hey, speaking of that, rock star, the flags. The flags up in the city. What is that, in the shopping area? With you,
that's actually down the main vein.
Oh, man.
That's down Broadway. It's right off of Broadway. It's on Broadway.
Oh, man.
Right on Broadway in this case.
So, how much did you pay them to do that?
You wouldn't be thin if I had to pay
them. I couldn't help but say that. It was just a good spot.
We still got the same Facebook.
We still.
That was the thing, man. I don't know how that came to be. It was a surprise to me.
That was very, very nice.
I think I was on the road to. I don't know when I saw it, but I hadn't seen it in person yet. When somebody shared it, I think. Oh yeah, I saw a post on Facebook, and one of my ride partners had seen it and taken a picture of it and shared it. So I was like, I finally got to see it the other day. And my mom and some of my family members wanted to come over and capture the moment as well. So we snapped up a few pictures.
Of course, you gotta get pictures of that.
So, man, I love my city, man. That's where God decided to drop me at. So I take pride in where I'm from. I love the devil. I'm glad they. Take pride in me enough to put me up there with some of my favorite artists ever. Like, I took pictures. It's more artists. It goes, Broadway is a long street. It's a straight shot. It goes all the way through the city. Again, that's the main, you know, the main vein.
Well, that's what you promote, right off of Broadway. You promote that, you know, so that's part of who you are. I mean, that was a beautiful thing, Johnny. That's just something that, those are memories that people, when you look back over your life and you see how good God's been to you and how he's blessed you and stuff like that, those are those things right there. That's like worth $1 million just to see it would be my face or anybody's face up there like that. Because that's not something that normal people can get. That's special, Johnny. That is really special.
As an independent artist, and as a person that works real hard at what I do, you know what I'm saying? Like, personally, like on the point of writing my own music, to record myself, you know, to traveling, finding my way to and from these destinations, you know, to come home, you know what I'm saying? To come home to your hometown where you. And, you know, you still spend the majority of your time in your hometown, no matter how much you travel. So to see that on a regular basis, or even for however long they keep it up, is, you know, like you said, it's a blessing. I don't take any of it for granted, man. You know, I love my city. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad they respect my music, they respect my art. And, shout out to Best Memphis.
Yes. We got our number one listener fan on the messenger, Tamika.
Wonder who that is.
What's up, Tamika? Good morning, good, good morning, morning, good morning. Good she morning, said, Tamika. She said, you earned it.
Yeah, we working, man. I want to take pride in hard work. Like, I never try to take any shortcuts. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I never stepped on any toes. So, you know what I'm saying? I believe that's part of the reason, as I grow, more and more doors are opening up.
It is.
The connections that you make along your journey are the things that's priceless. So, you know what I'm saying? You make a little money. You make some money pairing up with those connections, those networks. Those are the things that can last forever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Make your career.
And people can learn a lot from that. People can learn a lot from that. She says she thinks, Tamika says she thinks it was totally brilliant. I love that word, brilliant. I don't know, it just puts a smile on the face when you say it. But yeah, it was, it was all good. It was all good.
I mean, and then again, it's a long road. So, some of my favorite artists, I mean, that are dead and gone, I'm being mentioned along the lines of them in a sense by hanging my picture up there too. Mm-hmm. You know, so Johnny Taylor, which is one of my favorite all time artists, mm-hmm. solo artist, one of the greatest ever. Howlin' Wolf, one of the greatest blues singers ever. Mm-hmm. You know, just Albert King. You know, these are guys that play with legends like B.B. King and mm-hmm. playing mm-hmm. on stage with the greats like Muddy Waters. So to be up on the pole alongside those guys is.
Wow, it is. So that is such an honor.
I don't know who picked the picture. I don't know who decided to do it, but
who did?
I appreciate it for sure.
That would have been all I needed. That would have been the best Christmas present. I'm done. I don't need anything else. You know, I got my flag up during the city on the main route so people can see it. I mean, that's quite an honor, Johnny. And you deserve it because you're such a sweet person. You know, you go out here, you do this, you give your music to people who enjoy it. And you're not price hungry. I mean, everyone's hungry. Everybody has to get paid, but you know, a lot of stuff you do it from your heart because you love singing and you love the people in your town. And, you know, you're a good person. You're a good person. You're a rare find. Completely different from the way you look. Because I tell you, when I first saw you, I'm like, oh, he's just a rascal. Just like, he looked like he's a bad boy. But it turned out you weren't the bad boy in the group. You just looked that way.
I ain't the bad boy. I ain't never tried to be the bad guy. I'm the peace. I try to be the peacekeeper. So that's why I tell people, you can't judge the book by the cover. You know, I'm on a mission. You know what I'm saying? That's why I can't let money, you know, get in front of my mission, huh? Because it's way deeper than money. You know, music is something that's way more important than money to me in my life. So, you know, that's the reason why, you know, those little things like that where I want it to be obvious, but like you said, everybody got to eat and live in today's society. And, you know, financial stability is key. Surviving out here, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, I got to eat. But I'd never let dollars and cents get in the way of what it is God told me to do. So I do this thing for real, man. So I appreciate everybody appreciating me because it's a hard grind. You know, it's a real hard grind. It looks fun when you see all the highlights from the shows and the pictures and all that. It looks fun, but it's a lot of hard work that goes into being a full-time entertainer. Traveling entertainer. But once again, salute to my town for recognizing my hard work, man. I love my city and it's a lot more to come.
I ain't seen nothing yet.
New music coming next year. A whole lot of new music coming next year. I've been kind of not on hiatus, but in a sense, I've been on hiatus from recording. But I recorded so much music, you know, prior to that I always got something to offer. But kind of glad it's back to Rudolph season, man. A lot of people like that been waiting for Rudolph. So I got Ty Danes and I actually just got that remastered, so it sounds even better now.
Oh, you gotta send me the new. Because I don't have the new one.
I'm standing on our break, but yeah, man, it's Rudolph season. I'm still looking for Rudolph.
I was going to play Rudolph, but I'm going to wait for the... I'm going to wait to get the new one. I'm going to wait to get the new one.
I'm sending on our break.
Yeah.
I got you. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Todd Daniels, man. Hell of a track that he produced. Mm-hmm. Beat that he made. And I think we got a jam on that Rudolph. I love to sing Rudolph. I've sang it about 2 times already now. And they said it's Christmas season, so, you know, let's get it.
Yeah. I got to get a Keys Frosty. I thought I had it in my system, but it doesn't seem like it's in there.
Jack Frost. You're probably putting the wrong thing.
Well, I did the search. Oh, Jack Frost. Let's see. Jack Frost. Jack Frost. No, I don't have it. I don't have it. I had did some revamping of the station and some of the music didn't come in. So that's probably just one of them that I need to do. Get that done with. But, that was something I was going to say. I forgot what it was. I guess it wasn't important because I can't remember what it... Oh, yeah, I remember what it is. So, the LJDN Radio website is almost done. only thing I need to do is put in the links for the donation and do stuff like that. But one of the new things that is added to the radio, if you go to ljdradio.com, if you guys are listening, you should be on there. There is Shine Bowl is up there with his own section. And under the Shine Bowl, you can see the EPKs of all the artists that I work with, those that I represent for as an agent or booking. And so you can see their EPK pages. So you're up under there too. And I started the countdown for videos on LJD and Radio. LJD and Radio is doing so good. And so I started a countdown for the top 10 videos that are the most popular watched on LJD and Radio. So I don't know if I'm going to do it every month or every month or every other week or something like that. I would like to do it every week, but my schedule is so busy. I can't see doing it. So guess what the number one song is for the Shine Bowl product itself.
Shine Bowl product itself?
Mm-hmm.
That's hard.
The number one video.
Number one video?
Mm-hmm. No. Are you ready?
Don't make me think so hard.
It's you, Johnny.
Me?
Mm-hmm. Your song one.
Okay.
One is the number one most listened to song.
Interesting.
Yeah. Number two, the video that's most watched is the Mount Somo, the extravaganza, the first one. The number three is the Mount Somo advertisement. The number four is Johnny Croom Next to You. Number five is Eddie Key with Groove Train. Number six is Eddie Key with Amazing. Number seven is the video of my masquerade Halloween party. Number eight is Eddie Key in Sunshine.
Okay.
And number nine is my masquerade video for 2021. And number 10 comes in and Prince DJ comes to Portsmouth. Mm-hmm. So those stats are really important to me, especially when it comes to the awards, because video is one of the awards that is offered. So that gives me a better idea of, because Shine Bowl will have their own trophy. Shine Bowl is a separate entity. It's within LJD Radio, but it's a separate entity. All of the events and stuff will be coming out of Shine Bowl. So
that's interesting, because I'm actually looking to go back and do a lot of official videos or relaunch a lot of those songs that people like so much. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely one of the ones that people, you know what I'm saying, that mm-hmm. I want to do, which is shooting an official video for one.
Along with
a lot of other songs. so it's a lot of that coming in 2025 too.
Yeah.
It'll be a busy year.
So if you get a chance, check out the list. You'll see Johnny up there at riding at number one. He has the most listeners. You have the most listeners to your song.
Cool.
It is. So we're going to get to the conspiracy. We're going
to
go ahead and take
a shout out to all the listeners too, before we move too far along. Shout out to all the listeners. I don't want y'all to feel like I'm not grateful. Everybody know me, know I'm grateful for everything, man. So appreciate y'all for listening. Stay tuned. A lot more music to come. And Johnny, video.
There ain't nobody like you. There ain't nobody like you, Johnny.
And I'm grateful, man. I'm just happy to be here. God is good, man.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead. We'll be back at 10. It'll take a 15 minutes. We'll be back at 10 with more of Lena and Johnny, and we'll be getting into the conspiracy stuff when we get back.
Conspiracy Wednesday. Let that bed go. Rise and grind. Get on up, man. Coffee time. Hey, look, this is coffee season. I might make me a cup during our break.
Okay.
I only like it during the cold season.
You only like it. You're so weird. Oh my gosh, you're so weird. If you ever decided to get married, you'd have to write down everything because you're so weird. Things that you think normal people would like, it's like you want it different for yourself. How weird.
Maybe I ain't normal after all. Hello,
world. All right, we will be back. Thank you for listening.
She said it hurts to hear this song, but hurts so good, it can't be wrong. Another one. One. She says she want another one. One. Well, baby, we gon' have some fun.
This time,
love for one.
Can't even make it through my door. No,
Tell me what feels like. I'm always going uphill. Your muscle,
your muscle,
or sit at home and die.
Yeah.
You must be crazy
to be crazy
if you think I wanna fight. Yeah. You got me thinking I'm going crazy for being black in my own skin.
Tell me why.
Always going uphill.
get ready for an electrifying night with the All Love Band. Mark your calendars for Saturday, November 23rd, and head to the River Restaurant and Lounge for a night of incredible music and unforgettable vibes, right down the street from the River's Casino. The All Love Band is set to light up the stage from 7 to 10 p.m. with their sensational performance. Kicking off the night, we have the amazing Southern Soul Groove Train, Eddie Key. So join us for a night you won't want to miss. Tickets are just $10. Grab yours at the door or in advance. Don't miss out on this epic event. For more information, contact the River Restaurant and Lounge in Portsmouth, VA, 757-967-9742-4012, Victory Boulevard, Suite C, Portsmouth, VA. Beat us there.
We are back. We are back. We are back in the building.
Good morning. Good morning. Hello, world.
From two separate places.
We are
back. Okay, we have to listen to Eddie Key on the next break. If we get one, I don't know. Sometimes conversations get too intense around here. We don't get that second break.
If it's wrong, we let it flow.
Mm-hmm.
No, thanks. Yeah, hello, world. You know what it is. Happy hump day to you. Get up out there, bed, man. I know it's a little chill outside if you're in my region, but just a cup of coffee, man. Rise and grind, man. No bread in bed. Wednesday.
I'm convinced. I'm kind of convinced. Okay. Did you say you don't like the cold weather? I think it's because you can't keep still. I think it's because you can't. Well, cold weather requires you to, especially in the mornings, stay up under the covers a little bit longer. You know, because it's cold outside of the covers. So you're kind of still in the covers and wrapping yourself up, and I think it's probably because you can't keep still.
I think you gotta make your mind up to go and get up out of the bed rather than just jumping up like you said and doing what you normally do. You gotta prepare yourself a little bit.
When it's colder out there.
Yeah. You feel so good up on them covers.
Yes, it does. You don't want to get up. I remember growing up in Jersey, in Newark, and sometimes in the apartment complex we lived in has the old fashioned oil thing where you had to buy the oil in order to get the heat.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my dad, God rest his soul, you know, he was a rolling stone, so not all the time he gave mama the money that she needed to buy oil. But she would make it work. She would put pots of water on the stove for the humidity and turn on the oven, and at least one part of the house would be warm. Back in the back, we had the bedrooms where I shared with three other sisters in one room, and it was freezing back there. But me and my sister, we would love to go back there and go to sleep. We didn't want to sleep in the front. We wanted to sleep in the back where it was freezing at. Man, we have like 5 or 6 or 7 blankets and cover our head, and we would have some good sleeping. That was some good sleeping. It was too cold to get up, so you covered your head and, you know, covered your whole body with all these blankets, and we slept so good. We slept so good.
That is one upside to the cold weather, the cold season, that I will agree. Mm-hmm. It seems like I do get better sleep during the winter season.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean,
you know, I'm no kind of guy, and when it's warm, I'd be anxious to get in the sun. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm a sun baby, so I get up early, I get out early. Mm-hmm. But wintertime, you're definitely right. I definitely do hang up under the covers a little bit longer. Everybody, I have to get my mind right.
You gotta get hot chocolate. Well, you don't like sweets. A cup of hot cocoa, s'mores, you know, fireplaces. How could you not love it? So I just love it. I love it. So
I take a little bit of cold, but I don't want too much.
Not too much.
I believe in balance. You got a lot of heat. I mean, at some point in the year, you need a little cold to cool it off. It's just the balance of life, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I be fussing, but it's really the main thing for me is that once I get cold, it's hard for me to get back warm.
Mm.
So a lot of times, if I'm traveling doing music or doing shows and stuff, I normally will hang out in the car or in the room as long as I can.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Not because I'm antisocial, because I know once I get out that car, if I ain't going directly in the venue,
mm-hmm.
if I don't feel warm in that venue, I'm going to get cold. And after I get cold, it's tough after that.
You get cold, you know, down to the bone. You get bone cold.
My teeth start chattering, type stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
But I do wear layers, though. I wear my long johns, and, you know, I try to prepare for it because I hate to have to miss a show. You know what I'm saying? I don't ever want to miss a show for no reason. So thus far, I've been good. You know, I didn't have to do it. Paul got me a couple times. Like I did an outside event last weekend before I went to Georgia for Lombard the night before, and I didn't know it was gonna be outside. So once I got there, I'm like, okay, they see the DJ set up outside, so I'm like, Well, I just hung out in the car as long as I could, stayed in the heat, and DJ Mitch got set up, and it worked out. But singing out in that cool night air, kind of had my voice a little hoarse by the time I got to Georgia the following night. But I toughed it out. Shout out to Ty Daniels. He was going through a thing with his voice too. So maybe it's just the seasons changing too.
It could be.
The weather kind of, the weather flip flopping, and you leaving from this region going to that region. And he had less voice than I had. I wasn't what I considered a horse, but I definitely I could tell I had sang outside the night before. But shout out to Ty. He said he actually had to go to the doctor, so I hope he's feeling better. Shout out to my guy, man. Where's up a tight end? Hard working independent artist, man, like myself.
So you sent me Cruise Control. I got it. Love that song.
Yeah. And the other one was Can't Get Right, I think.
I thought it was the Christmas song.
I sent you that one first. Did it come through?
I don't know. I didn't get Can't. I got Cruise Control and Rudolph.
Okay.
Remastered.
That's Can't Get Right.
So, that Cruise Control, that's bad. That's a bad song. On Cruise Control. That one in Next to You. I mean, all your songs are good, don't get me wrong, but I do have my personal favorites. It took me a while to get what you were saying in Next to You. I could. I didn't know what you were saying. I didn't know what the last one was saying. Year. Yeah, in the year. Every second minute.
You mean the actual next, the chorus? You didn't know what the chorus was saying?
Yeah.
I want to get in that.
I know I heard it. Not that part. Every moment, second. I didn't know what I for a while I couldn't grasp it. But when I did, I'm like, oh, that's sweet. Every moment, second, I want you. I want to get next to you. Yeah, buddy. Okay, let's go ahead and go into conspiracy theory. Go ahead and tell us about what we're going to get ready to listen to.
Well, it's really, what episode is this? Is this 23. Shout out to 23. Mm-hmm. I'm a Jordan, so shout out to that 23. This episode is about, it's a conspiracy in a sense, but it's just a follow up to the murder of PNB Rock. Mm-hmm. It's a rap artist, that got murdered in Los Angeles, I believe. It was at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. In the restaurant, sitting at the table with a female. It's a conspiracy in the sense that some people initially thought that the girl he was with had something to do with it and set him up.
Mm.
But then it's come around that some other things had taken place. And that's why I said kind of piggyback off the stuff we were talking about earlier about, being careful, watching your surroundings, just keeping your eyes peeled, ears wide open, because he was a young man, and that's a terrible way to die, sitting down at the dinner table in public, and to be in there to witness something like that.
So they did it mafiosa style? They walked into the restaurant and just pulled out the gun and shot him?
Man, you couldn't make up a better movie. It's sad, I wanted to really touch on it because it's sad for us as artists, see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because again, we talked about it earlier, you're going out to spread your work and try to make you a little money and do what you do, but there's also other forces at play, and I think that's something that we always have to be mindful of, because you hear about it too often nowadays, artists getting killed and artists getting set up and robbed, and sometimes it has been the female. It's been proven to be the female that set them up, and other times it may be other. So some, it may be an inside job or some people you know, mm-hmm. that know your whereabouts and know how to, you know, get that close to you. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely an eye opener for me as a semi young man still in this world, mm-hmm. traveling this country. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of what it's on. And like I said, it's interesting because, you know, people can point their finger to you. I mean, and call you this and that so quick that it'll make other people believe you did it. So, you know, to that young lady, man, I'm sure that was a traumatizing thing to be out to dinner and see your date get murdered. And then people say that you got something to do with it. So, you know, and only God knows at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? But, it's an interesting piece. It's just a clip that I sent you. I want to follow up on that. And I think it was awesome that we touched on that before. Unknowingly, so that just showed me that it's kind of synchronized. So let's build on that.
Okay, so you want it ready? Let's listen to what's going on. Excuse
me. Rap star PNB Rock in broad daylight. He was from Germantown, you may recall. He was shot and killed while eating lunch at a restaurant in Los Angeles. And now there's new exclusive video coming out that sheds light on what really happened that day. The news magazine True Crime News is devoting a special edition tonight to the never-before-seen videos. The host of the True Crime News, Anna Garcia, joins us live here right now at CBS News Philadelphia. So, Anna, tell us about this video, this surveillance video.
So it's got two components to it. One is the actual shooting, the murder. And what that video very clearly shows is that PNB Rock, Rakim Allen, never stood a chance, because the shooter came in, put the gun up, asked for the jewels, and within seconds he was already shot. So the opportunity to hand over the $500,000 in jewelry, mm-hmm. wasn't even there. And PNB Rock was carrying a gun. He had it in the back of his waistband, but didn't even have enough time. The man is shot, and then the shooter, you can see him grabbing the jewelry off of him, also points the gun to the girlfriend who's having lunch with him, takes some of her jewelry, but she is not shot.
Now let's talk about the girlfriend, because at first, wasn't there kind of like an implication that maybe she was involved in some way on this?
The implication was she had posted a picture from Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles where this happened.
So the location. She's saying where we are.
Where we are. Yeah, and she posts a picture of the food, the chicken and the waffles. Not of them, not that she's with him.
Okay.
And then the shooting happens. But what we didn't know now that we do, excuse me, what we didn't know then that we know now is that that photo had nothing to do with the murder of PNB Rock. The setup had started the minute he walked into the restaurant. He's wearing $500,000 in jewelry. There's someone there who spots him, does a fist bump. We see this on the video. He contacts someone else, a father and son team.
Okay.
And the food was delayed by almost 40 minutes. But it was just slow that day in the restaurant. So keep that in mind. She didn't get to post that video, photo, till much later. And it was those two that were responsible for the death of PNB. Mm-hmm. Revealing about what happened. He never stood a chance. And then the agony that she goes through in the interrogation room, she couldn't go to the hospital with him.
Wow.
When you see her fear and her agony as you know, the world is just blaming her for something, and she starts blaming herself, and it wasn't her fault.
Well, we look forward to watching this thing.
As cops work the scene, word quickly spreads. PNB Rock was dead, and the geotagged Instagram post showing her meal.
This is my fault. Oh, my God.
Stephanie, the deputy DA, confirms their investigation shows PNB was set up, and Stephanie's post had nothing to do with it.
In that photograph was only the food. There wasn't an arm or jewelry or any type of wearable items, nothing valuable on the post. That could not have given enough time to orchestrate a plan.
Instead, it all started with a man named Tremont Jones.
Does anybody know who they are when they walk in?
Immediately, the gentleman who was sitting right inside the door that fist bumped PNB Rock knew who he was. Tremont Jones loiters at the Roscoe's. That's just his hangout spot.
Detectives soon gathered hours of surveillance video that pieces together exactly what happened in the minutes leading up to PNB's murder and after. From the moment Tremont walks outside, he alerts another man named Freddie Trone to come to Roscoe's. Prosecutors say they acted like two old school gangsters.
So how is it that Tremont Jones tells Freddie Trone who and what is going on?
The information was relayed, who and what, and the opportunity to get maybe $500,000 is sitting inside this restaurant.
Roscoe's surveillance cameras record Freddie Trone arriving in the parking lot. He chats with Jones.
They're speaking, and at this point is where my position is that the conspiracy was triggered.
Trone leaves, but quickly returns with his own 17-year-old son.
The son is dropped off. He exits the rear driver's side, and he has a full face covering and this very distinctive purple Fruity Pebbles shirt.
Cops say Tremont Jones stays outside as the teen brushes past him.
Once he's inside, Tremont Jones knows Planet is in action. And at that point, we are seconds away from seeing a muzzle flash captured inside a very grainy camera inside Roscoe's.
Yo, 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 it's Big Ant, the spokesman, man. We back, another edition of Urban Politicians TV, UPTV. Make sure you stay on your pivot at all times, man. Had to come tap in, and first and foremost, I do want to send condolences to the entire family of PNB Rock. He had children, the mothers of his children.
What you say, Johnny?
I said he just want to give his analysis. It's up to you if you want to play that part, but that's crazy, right?
Yeah, it is. Wow. Wow, that's just... And you know, what if... A lot of stars wear custom jewelry. You know what I mean? They leave the real one at home.
Right.
So how do they know it was even real? You know, he could have been blinging in custom jewelry. It could have been all zirconias around his neck. And, you know, so you done killed someone, you done took their jewelry and go to a pawn shop or wherever you're going, and there ain't no value to it.
Hey, that's happened before, too. They stuff people, rapping, chains get stolen, and the people come back to somebody on Instagram, and I can't even get no money for the
chain. Yeah, a lot of people wear that. You know, wealthy people, they don't go out in all their jewels all the time. You know, they go out in replicas.
It's crazy to think that if he did have a real jewelry on, which is what they're saying, I guess it's worth $500,000 according to them. So somebody might got some receipts, but either way, why would you wear that?
I mean,
they say you had a gun, but you know, sometimes you can't get you a gun. So again, we was talking about extra eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm thinking of this stuff, and I ain't got nowhere that amount of jewelry on my person at any time. Anytime. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, for me to be thinking along those lines, it kind of boggles my mind that you're that wealthy of a rapper, and you still take a chance to go out to him. I mean, it's the Roscoe Chicken and Waffles, ain't like you went in Ruth Chris or something.
Yeah.
And then you got your big chain on. And
yeah.
God bless the dead. It's sad either way. Because again, it's black on black at the end of the day. And there's always something that ain't worth taking a life for. You know, if he, I don't know, maybe he felt like he wasn't going to give it up. And maybe he wanted to get in and out in a fast way is probably why he went on to shot the guy. You know, rather even giving him a chance of giving a jury. You know, but... You know, because they said he didn't even have a chance to try for it, reach his own gun. So it was definitely a surprise thing, an element of surprise that for sure. But it's strange, man, because for me, just being a black man in America, that's a lot to deal with on his own. Just being a normal black man in society is a lot. It's a lot that comes with that. And then you happen to become a wealthy black man. Not only are you wealthy, you're known, you're famous. And people know you got money, you know what I'm saying? They see you at the big shows. Like, he was doing good for himself. PNB Rock was a pretty successful artist, you know what I'm saying, at the time he got killed. But it's sad because you would think that he would know better, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're in L.A., you know what I'm saying? L.A. is known for what L.A. is known for. Mm-hmm. Then you got a big, big piece of jewelry on, you know, and some people, they start licking their chops. They start drooling at the mouth. You know what I'm saying? But, I'm not sure. I didn't listen to that portion of the clip that I sent you. So, you know, some YouTubers be cussing and talking about different stuff. So I didn't want to take a chance on saying I'm crazy, but that pretty much was it. There's a few more clips from different platforms talking about it, but I didn't really get into much other than that one clip.
Other than that one. But that one was enough. I mean, he's out with all this jewelry on, but it's young money, new money. You know what I mean? They get excited and don't realize that the world is not just, the world is not a happy place. And I do hope that she didn't have anything to do with it, because a lot of these conspiracies and deaths all surround around a woman. It all leads back to a woman in some way. I mean, look at, what's his name? I want to say, Euclid. That's not his name. Tupac. Look at Tupac and Biggie. One of the reasons why they exploded was because it was said that Faith Evans slept with Tupac when he was married to Biggie. You know what I mean? And emotions, one thing about love is as beautiful as it is, it can also be the most scariest thing too. You know, because when you fall in love with a person, you know, you leave yourself open to whatever happens or what that person does, and it does affect you. And some people it affect all the way, where they do go through the extremes as to, you know, want to kill someone and stuff like that. So we as women really need to be careful. I don't know whether she set him up. They said that the post had nothing to do with it, but the post could have also been an alert to let the shooters know where you was at. You know what I mean?
And, you know, the audience can't see the visual, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's on a platform on YouTube, a super dope platform called Urban Politicians TV. Mm-hmm. So shout out to him for putting that clip up, because the video footage just got released. He got killed maybe close to a year now ago, but there was no footage until just recently. So that's why I kind of wanted to pick up on that, because it's crazy to see that guy, the same guy that dapped you up. When he came in, you know, hey, man, what's up?
Yeah.
That same guy. Went outside and set the whole thing on up or whatever, followed through on whatever the plan was going to be.
Yeah.
Now, you know, the rest is history. But that's one of the last hands he just took.
See? You just never know who the people around you, who you're dealing with, who's jealous, you know, who can, sometimes people just do things out of jealousy, you know, harm other people and things like that. And they're called haters. Tamika says it goes back to Rich Homie Quan theory. In so many way, it seems something to do with ABT in due time. I think she did. Well, I guess she was talking about what the woman did. I think she set him up.
It's fishy, because yeah. I mean, if you know he's a high profile person, mm-hmm. I mean, why you got to post that you at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle? But again, I'm not down in their business. Some people might love their food and stuff like that, but it's not like something where I'd get on Instagram like, wow, yeah, I'm eating out here. Like, you know, like, what's the point of that?
And the plate didn't even look like anything special.
Like, it seemed like that's just a regular spot for a regular day. Like I said, if it's some 5-star restaurant where you feel like you want to show your people how you live in, you know, okay, but why put that picture out? You know, that is kind of strange. Rest in peace to the rapper Trouble. He died like that. You know, left the club with one of the dancers. And she had recently broke up with her boyfriend. And of course, still had a copy of the key to the house. So he walked right on in there. And Trouble laying in the bed asleep. The rest is history.
See, that's bad. We're females. We're trouble. We can be trouble sometimes. Sometimes we're good. But when we're bad, we're terrible. But I hope she didn't have anything to do with that man getting killed, because, you know, it's not worth the money you're going to get. You know, it's not worth the money you're going to get, because it was always resonating in your head seeing this man get shot over and over and over again. It's just not worth it. So I guess this means, Johnny, the next time you come to town and we visit Waffle House, I can't take it. Won't be.
Ain't nowhere around.
No, just over the fact that you are who you are. You know what I mean?
I don't live in any type of fear, but I do just believe if you can put the pieces in place, just to be a little extra cautious, you know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Once you're a public figure, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, you have to understand and realize that you're a public figure.
You do.
You know what I'm saying? Some people take this stuff to the extreme. Mm-hmm. You say you got some people that'll support you, mm-hmm. you know, come to your shows, and then you got some people that'll, you know,
to come to your shows and don't like you at the same time. And that's why I try to explain to my team and stuff. I said, you know, certain places you don't need to go anywhere by yourself, you know. And especially... And I don't like going places by myself, period, anyway.
I'm not a real, I don't eat out a lot, so.
Yeah, you know, you're not.
I'm kind of a homebody, but, you know, even when, anytime you go out there, like, I live in a small town. This is what I call a shotgun city. Like, Broadway will take you straight through it. If you catch all green lights, you can go through my whole city in 6-7 minutes, maybe. Straight from Memphis, straight down Broadway, on down through the rest of Arkansas. So to me, that's a shotgun city. But when I came home, and 20 years ago, when I came home, we were number 5 on the most dangerous cities in America.
Wow.
You know, so it's just like it can be the smallest little town. You know, you can't just look at it like, oh, I'm going to Chicago, we're going to L.A. Man, you got to be this way everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere, I've been following a guy that's been making his rounds on the platforms, on the various platforms, doing interviews with all the major platforms by the name of Big CC. He's a well-known security guard for a lot of entertainers and, you know, musicians, actors, and all kind of different people. So he knows the ins and outs of a lot of things that go on in the entertainment world, and he was saying, like, you know, that it's well documented that there are people in these cities that sit there and wait. You know, it may be airport. They may watch the airports, or they may watch the nice restaurants or the stores that sell the high-end clothing, you know, and they watch these spots. And they look for certain, because they know certain type of people are going to go in these places. You know what I'm saying? So by him being a security guard, you know, he's tapped into the streets. So he gets it from... You know, from the police level on down to the gang street level. You know, so these are things that really go on in today's world. So if you're an artist or rapper of any, you know, on any level, singer, you gotta be mindful if you're a public figure. You know what I mean? There are people that watch and wait, you know, and plot. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta stay prayed up. You gotta keep your eyes peeled. And, I don't live with any fear, but I just try to stay, you know, cautious as I need to be, because I want to last forever. I don't want to have my career cut short, you know, because I ain't on my P's and Q's, or, you know, I left out something happened that could have been prevented. Mm-hmm. You know, but I pray for all my independent artists that travel this crazy country, man. It's a crazy country. You still got sundown towns across this country. So it ain't just the inner cities all the time. You got some real little towns and stuff that... You don't want to run out of gas, and coming up through some of these states, like, you know, where, you know, it's everywhere. So it ain't always just us on us. It's a lot of different things, from the law to a lot of these different areas where you got to pass through to get to where you're going. You always have to be kind of on your P's and Q's. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? It's just a dangerous world.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. You know, but that's a conspiracy to it. You know, did she have something to really do with it, or... Did she not? You know, either way, it's sad to know if there are people that sit and watch and wait. That dude literally said they got lawyers at Roscoe Chicken and Waffle. So why would they even allow a lawyer at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle, which is a restaurant. You know what I'm saying? So him being there, that's probably his whole agenda. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He probably knows these rappers come through here every now and then, or, you know, actors. Like mm-hmm. in L.A., you might know the actors that are coming through it. You know, so, you know, you got to be careful. You know what I'm saying? So.
You do. How can someone just dap you up and then shoot you?
Man, that's crazy, right? So mm-hmm. it shows you how cold some people are. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They'll greet you with a smile mm-hmm. and stick you right in the back. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. I kind of had another little topic I wanted to bring up, but it's not as far as Conspiracy Wednesday, but I wanted to see what you thought about it. I was going to send you a clip, but you can go on there and take a clip if you want to, but ladies, they didn't already, I don't want to break y'all hearts, because I know you're one of y'all favorites all time, but Denzel Washington admitted out of his own mouth that he kissed the actor on the lips in the new movie Gladiator 2, which he had a role in. The sequel to Gladiator, which is one of my favorite movies ever.
Did he like it? But he said,
listen, and I'll let you do your own research. You gotta look it up. I know a lot of y'all women don't want to hear this, but he said it out of his own mouth. He said they cut it from the movie. He said they cut it from the movie, but he admitted he did it. He volunteered the information. He told the world at this point that he kissed the actor. Well, part of the scene was that it was supposed to have been the kiss of death or whatever, so he ended up killing the guy shortly thereafter. But if it didn't even go in the movie, why did you even bring it up? Is my question. Like, are you announcing to the world you voluntary? You just, you know what I'm saying? Because if I'm gonna do that, if I decide to even do that, like, that's gonna be in the movie. Like, that ain't gonna be no cutting room floor footage. Like, why? It don't make no sense. You know what I'm saying? So, something strange going on.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Something coming out the closet.
To each their own. I'm not saying nothing wrong, but I just know he's been a sex symbol to the women for a long time, and he's been a married man publicly for a long time. So I don't know what it's Hollywood though. It's Hollywood, but you know they ain't about no music, boy, man. Shout out to Disney.
Wow.
He told the world. I mean, the person doing the move, asking the question, didn't even ask him it. I think they asked him something in regards to, you know, how the Romans, their lifestyle was back then, because everybody know the Romans, they kind of were what you consider like androgynous type of people. You know what I'm saying? If you look in the history books, how some of the ways they had and some of the way things they did, that they've been swinging all kind of ways since back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's how it came up, and then he just got to talking and was like, yeah, I could, you know. I'll let you listen for yourself. I don't want to try to quote what he said, but shout out to Gladiator 2. I'm going to check it out.
Yes, I have to go see that in the movies. Gladiator 2, because I love the Gladiator 1.
Huh? Gladiator 1. I'm going to say, they cut the scene, so if you want to see that, you can see that. But if you like Gladiator 1, you got to kind of go see it too.
Well, yeah. You know, I think I understand why Denzel did what he did. I think I understand if he's not gay, you know, if he's not gay and this is his way of trying to come out. But I think I understand why he told it, because someone else saw it and they're going to tell it. They're going to sell it and they're going to pump it up to make it seem more than it was.
What?
So
you try to beat him for the punch.
Yeah, you know, just go ahead, come clean. Yeah, you know, I kissed the guy, you know, all this sort of stuff. And, but probably back in the day, in his younger day, he would have never did something like that, kissed another guy.
I mean, with the illustrious career, you know what I'm saying? With you being an openly married man, I mean, I'm not knocking this art. It's a movie. It's a role. Somebody's gonna do it either way. Mm-hmm. But you, Denzel, he doesn't even have to audition for roles anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, at one point, he wouldn't even kiss a white woman on film. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I guess that's documented.
Oh,
you
know what
I'm saying?
Know
so,
that.
I know that there are things that he stood for, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Stood on.
Mm-hmm.
So, for him to get to this, which he said that he only doing a couple more films before he retires. I think this and Black Panther, And I think that's it. I don't know. I think he gave a list of the last few things he's going to do before he retires. And it was along with playing this role in Gladiator. Mm-hmm. That was one of the things he mentioned. But, man, you got to the end and now you... It's nothing major. I mean, at the end of the day, it is what it is. But, I just thought he was going to ride off into the sunshine, man. Just retired. He didn't say that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know what his motive is by telling it or volunteering the information, to be honest. But he's out there. Anybody want to do their own research, look up Denzel Gladiator 2. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of interviews, a lot of stuff trending right now because of the information he volunteered. But kind of a big deal. His wife's just standing by him, so... You know, it ain't causing no friction in his home. Like, ain't getting that money. So shout out to Denzel, man. That was just something new that I seen come across the wire that was trending, but kind of caught me by surprise. Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to Mike Tyson for getting $20 million for that.
About that fight? I think the most exciting part about the fight was the slap. You know, because the slap got everyone hyped and ready to, you know, because there go Mike coming at him. And you're like, yeah, Mike about to tear him up. I saw this one video with this guy jacked up. He threw his stuff at his TV. Did you see it? He crashed his TV because Tyson lost. And he probably bet a lot of money on Tyson.
Probably did. Yeah, it's crazy.
Did you see it?
I don't know.
Did you see the fight? So what did you think of it?
I hated it. Mike almost 60. You mm-hmm. know, like, mm-hmm. for him to get in the ring with a guy about 40 years, you know, younger than him, mm-hmm. there's got to be some stipulations in the contract.
He needed
I don't think he needed it, but I think he knew how much of a money grab this would be. Mm-hmm. You know, like, some amount that you wouldn't dare turn down. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, $20 million bucks to, you know, to lose a 16-minute fight.
Mm-hmm.
It was eight 2-minute rounds. So in 20 minutes or so, they give you a couple seconds in the corner when you 20 rounds, but $20 million in 20 minutes.
A million a minute,
amen.
Huh?
Amen.
So, I personally think that Mike purposely did not come out as him. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that he would have whooped the hell out of that white boy. And once again, you know, here it is, the white boy gets the glory, you know, to make it look like he beat someone like Mike Tyson.
And then it's his company that sponsors the whole, you know, the main company behind the whole program.
Who, the white guy?
You know, yeah, he's very, 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 very wealthy, very rich. And of course, he ain't gonna lose on his own platform.
Yes,
you know, so it's a lot of things. Yes. In hindsight, I think it was set up that way.
Not to knock each
other out. I think they said we're gonna box a little bit, act mm-hmm. like we're boxing hard, but we're not gonna knock each other out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get 40. He got 40 million.
He got 40. 20. Yeah, Mike got 20. Yeah, so I think it was set up because, and I know people say, oh, people can't believe that, you know, this white guy beat Tyson. Tyson is an animal. Do you hear me? Animals don't go away. When you have that type of animal instinct that you could just walk up to a person, bite their ear off, spit it out, and keep going, those things don't just rest within you. I mean, it's restful, but they come out. You know, and as you get older, and Mike is really kind of in his prime. He's probably the strongest that he's ever been right now. You know, so there is no, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't equate to me. It doesn't make sense. I think he did it on purpose because Mike would have been sitting on that ring, Mike, biting his stomach on him on his side like a piece of chicken, biting it and spitting it out, biting it and spitting it out. You know what I mean?
I think they agree that neither one of them get hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Hurt each other, but let's go pull this little quick money thing. And I doubt if Mike hop in the ring again. I mean, $20 million and to make that your last little hoorah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a heck of a last hoorah. Yeah. Man, them people sold out the whole Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I think they said about 70,000 plus.
Look at how much money they made off of that. Oh my gosh. So who could I put you in the ring with, Johnny? We could make some money.
I ain't famous enough.
Just like,
when I get famous, I'm fine when I'm famous enough. 16, 20 minutes. Get it on.
Who wants to step in the ring with Johnny? I'll be the commentator. You can't stand him. That's all you've been saying is Johnny. Now's your time.
You can't hit him in the mouth or the throat.
No.
You gotta sing them all.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Shoot, man! For $20 million, I'd sit in the ring.
Come on, man. That's the money you can't turn down. Like, you gotta be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix, you know, you can only watch it through Netflix. They had record breaking subscriptions.
Yes, because I subscribed to Netflix for this fight. I tried to get it on my my TV, my big screen, and you know how I have a smart TV, a big screen in my family room. So I'm thinking I could stream this. Man, it told me that my TV was too old, basically. And did not support it. I tried every which way around it. Didn't want to watch it on a phone or a tablet. I like to watch certain things on a big screen. So I ended up subscribing to Netflix. I'm like, man, they got me. They got me. It's going to cost me $6-7 a month. I just got the basic plan. I just did the basic so that I could see the fight. So I just did the basic, and then I thought about it. I said, well, you know, it's winter time. You know, I might want to curl up to something on Netflix, because not all the time cable be having the same shows. But one thing cable did that kind of made me wonder was they trying to put one up against the other. They played Harlem Nights. You've seen the movie Harlem Nights, right?
Oh, yeah. Richard Pryor.
And you've seen the movie Good Guy, Goodfellas.
Mm-hmm.
They put them on at the same time on two different stations.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I said, you know, I couldn't help but think that maybe they are betting the two up against each other.
Yep. And which one going way up the most?
Which one would you have watched? If you was watching TV and they were both there.
I think I can watch Harlem Nights. 100 times, and I'm not a real repetitive movie watcher, but mm-hmm. That's just what I like that movie that much. I've seen Goodfellas, it's a good movie too,
mm-hmm.
but I definitely probably watch Harlem Nights.
But I don't think Harlem Nights won, because a couple of nights before that they put on Harlem Nights.
Okay.
So if you had just watched Harlem Nights two nights ago, and here it was. Yeah, and here it was up against Goodfellas, which you haven't seen in a minute. So which one would you watch? You know, I turned on Goodfellas. As much as I love Harlem Nights, I turned on Goodfellas. Yeah, I didn't watch anything.
If I had to watch this couple nights before, I definitely watch Goodfellas.
Mm-hmm.
Good movies, though.
Yeah. Well, you know who else is, what is, else is good? The Django. I love the Django.
Jamie Foxx and a lot of stuff, but that's definitely one of my favorites.
Yes, that is a keeper.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and Life.
Classic.
Yes. With Eddie Murphy. Yeah. Eddie Murphy and Boomerang. Boomerang just made every black woman want to go out there and get him a career. I'm sorry, if you weren't inspired to go and be something with your life, then you ain't, it wasn't worth it. But Robin Givens inspired everyone to be themselves. Her and Halle Berry, when she branched out on her own and did her own thing. Those are very inspirational movies. I like those. A lot of classic movies.
That's a good take on that. I never heard it from a woman's perspective.
Yes, she definitely made you want to go out there and do your own thing, be your own CEO or get in the CEO position or something like that. You know, those type of movies are very, very, very inspiring. So you can't beat the classics.
So she was fly with it, man. She was the fly business woman.
Yeah, she was. Yes, she was. And
Eddie was moving that joker.
Oh, he was, wasn't he? Now, oh my God! And Tisha Campbell, the neighbor, when he was feeling sad, and she said, "You want to come over?"
Man, between these movies we just named, that Harlem Nights, so many good actors.
Leave a corner juice in a container. Who leaves a corner juice in a container?
Richard Pryor. Yeah, you can go on and on.
That juice in the container line, I use that in my house when you have some Kool-Aid, someone just drink everything but a little bit. Who just left a cone of Kool-Aid in a container?
Talking about that cone.
Yes.
Drink the whole thing, leave the
cone. Leave the whole thing. Drink the whole thing, leave the container. There you go. So... we're going to take a break. Let's go ahead and take another break. Lately we haven't been able to do that, but today we could do that. We're going to go ahead and take another break till 11 o'clock, and we'll be back to talk about upcoming events and Johnny's Word of the Day and get all that good stuff that we like to give to before we end the show. There you go.
You call them the diamond. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. It is Conspiracy Wednesday. Come on now. Let that bed go. Dun, dun, dun. Rest in peace. Baby's happy.
So excited for 2025 to get here. Hello, Diamonds. We're back. We know you're here. We're here. It sounds like you are off and running in 25, though.
We are.
You got the year booked already?
Everybody off and running. I ain't got the year booked. not literally. In my mind and in my heart, I do.
It's doing
what it do right now. It's one of those things where there's only so many weekends in the year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got all the people that's thinking of those dates for next year, man, you gotta come on with it because I hate to turn people down. Some of them are already booked.
Yeah.
But it's part of it too. Sometimes I can double up if it makes sense, if they close enough in proximity, but a lot of time I have to say no, I be hating that.
Mm.
And it ain't for the money. It ain't for the money. It's just that I like to be wherever the people want me at.
Yes, you do. But you do.
Unfortunately, it's only one crone.
We gonna try
to
be
as busy. We gonna try to be as busy as possible. I know you got a lot of stuff going on next year too. So.
Oh my gosh, I need a staff. I need an admin staff. Because all this work, man, shoot. I am so backed up that I got, it's like I don't even have any free time. I'm supposed to be redoing my home studio. I got all the stuff I need to redo. It's just sitting there waiting for me to get to redo it. I got new systems and stuff that is going to make video rendering a breeze. I'm excited about that because I really do love videos. So making them and doing them and stuff like that, I hope to get to do a music video this year. I want to do a couple of music videos this year. So I got all this new stuff. I just got to try it out. So I'm looking forward to, really looking forward to doing that. Looking forward to making this, writing a book. I decided I'm going to go ahead and write my first book this year.
My mom wrote her first book, last year.
She did? Good. Yeah. What's the name of it?
I forget.
Okay. Well, we won't talk about it because we can't get people to buy it because Johnny don't know the name of it right now. But so we're not going to mention. Maybe next Wednesday he'll be able to tell the name of the book.
So, I'm trying to make a note to do that. But shout out to my mom. She jumped off the porch. She's an author now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and try it. I'm going to try to do my own, write my own book.
Is it going to be about you, or is it going to be just something that you want to write about?
Well, there's two different things that I would like to work on. One of them is a web series called Situations. It's a script, a story that I wrote it's been at least about 9 or 10 years ago. So, and I've been wanting to put it into action. And at first I was going to do the round table with the voiceovers and different people, but you know, not everybody could get along with everybody, you know? So you start this thing, put everybody in a room, and then they can't stand each other. Then one person not showing up and you don't have no one to do their line. It's just too much of human interaction, but I'm going to try to do it with AIs. I just need some country accent AIs, you know, and I'm not really hearing any good country accent AIs that I want to use for one of the characters and stuff like that. So, and then the other one is going to be the book. The book is going to be about me in probably about the last 20, 25 years of my life. Since I got involved with radio, I do want to do one about my childhood, but I'm afraid that everybody in my family will be mad at me. I'm going to save that one and have it printed when I'm dead. I do want to talk about, you know, things like, you know, teenage pregnancies and what, you know, being a statistic myself, you know,
right.
I do like to, you know, talk about other alternatives and where a young girl can go to get help or to talk to if they find themselves up against the wall, like I found myself up against the wall and didn't have anyone to talk to. And, you know, and that's the last thing you need is people harping down your throat, talking about you're just a baby having a baby, blah, 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 blah. Nah, 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 nah. What you gonna do with your life? And you know, it was a real tough time for me, you know, and being so young and so emotional and not having anyone to talk to turn to, nobody. I'm talking about nobody. So that was a real hard time for me, and I do like to I do feel that I could enlighten young girls, you know, 13, 14, 15, feeling pressure to have sex with someone and stuff like that, not having anybody to talk to. I do feel like the book would hit on that. So I want to talk about it in a book, but I can't because, not, like I said, people get mad at me. So I will talk about what's happened in my life. I want to write a book about marriage. I definitely want to write a book about marriage. You know, from my perspective, from what I've seen in marriage. I mean, and I want to write a book about the entertainment and the people I've met and a lot of the attitudes I've come up against. I will say this one thing. Since I've been dealing with all these country boys, the respect is different. Put it that way. The respect is different when it comes to a woman owning and operating stuff. There's now, I'm not saying that there's none out there, but and I haven't ran into any, and I pray to God that I don't. But, as far as them being respectable and, you know, not giving me a hard time. I haven't encountered not anyone in the SOMO camp. I say Somo because I know it speaks on all three of you guys. So I haven't encountered anyone in you guys' camp that was rude. There was one, but it was a female. Wasn't a male. It wasn't a male. And she wasn't even in the camp. Not this part of the camp anyway. Maybe on the personal side, you know, you guys all know each other, but that was it. But I haven't ran across any of the men that has been rude or disrespectful. Most of them that I've run across respects the fact that I am a black business owner as a female. And I don't get that. But on other parts of the scope, these men, it's just like, so what, you got this? You know, they pretty much, you know, try to tell you what to do. You know, they don't listen to your suggestions because not everything they say is right. But there's other men I find to be more respectful when it comes to stuff like that. I find it to be very, very respectful.
That's interesting, though, because, you know, I can only take it for what, you know, what is worth coming from you as a female, but I can understand how it can be that way, because a lot of people don't really respect evolution in a sense. Mm-hmm. You know, only thing constant in life is change. So, you know, for you to still be like, intimidated by a woman is doing a thing on the business level or trying to downplay it for whatever weird reasons. To me, that's just like, you just don't want to, you're fighting against evolution, because a woman just almost president, you know, it's like women can do just as much as and more as men can do nowadays when it comes to getting up and, you know, making something out of yourself and doing it your way.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be a lot of things in place, you know, but that was way back in the day. Of course, mm-hmm. you know, parts of the history books and stuff like that, that was way back in the day. So it's nothing new, but that shows you that everybody ain't with evolution, man, you know. So shout out to everybody else that's positive about moving forward, you know what I'm saying, knowing that, you know, it's a lot of ways you can accomplish your goals, and a lot of times you have to do business with a lot of people, different mm-hmm. people, different races of people, different genders of people.
Mm-hmm.
Different aged people, you know what I'm saying? So it's all in, I guess, your take on life. You know, like you said, yeah. Not everybody. I'm sure some people down here probably don't like that or whatever, or might be intimidated by that, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's all about change.
They just show no respect. They just show no respect. And, you know, and it's sad. Then when you come out and you get angry about the way they are and their behavior, then you got to be the angry black woman. So a lot of times I don't say anything because I don't want to be deemed, I don't want to be put in that category as an angry black woman, you know. But what you did really pissed me off, and I really didn't like it or appreciate it. But now I can't express myself because then I'm considered as angry. See, they don't know what happened or behind the scenes of what you did. Only thing they know is what they see, and they see an angry black woman coming after you. So it's like that. It has a long way to go in this part as far as being a black female and a promoter and and managing a business and stuff like that. And what they don't realize is I listen to a lot of advice from men, you know. Uh-huh. I listen to things that they may have to say, their opinions and stuff like that, and all that is taken in, you know, and then fed back out in the way that I only know how to feed it back out. But I do listen to a lot of advice from men. Sometimes uh-huh. it don't make no sense. Sometimes they talk too much, they go over it, and they breath stinks. I was talking to this. I was talking to this one guy over the weekend. His breath smelled like collard greens. It just smelled like that he had just been eating a pot of collard greens.
Maybe.
Not the good collard greens that they smell good, you know. This was the bad, bitter collard greens. But I couldn't tell them that. How you gonna tell them that? You know, you try to talk with your head face the other way, you know, you try to go up or look down, you try to hold your breath for as long as you can.
Every time I have a business, you know, that's part of one. The sacrifice I get, but if it's just some other talking, hey, that's up to you how long you stand there and take this.
His breath smelled so bad, I wanted a piece of gum.
So you smell your arms, man. That's
funny. So, I mean, that's just one of the quirks to go with the business. Just like in the corporate world, I had to deal with white people and their coffee in the mornings. You know, the coffee and cigarettes. And they come back and their breath smells so bad. And they want to lean over your desk and talk to you. But see, those people, I could tell them, your breath stank. And keep some gum around. Or just say, you want some gum? If you offer a person gum, they usually get the message without you having to say it. You know, but the men in this business and industry, they don't want to hear that because they think so much about themselves that they think they're perfect and, you know. And your breath stinks.
It's going to be a whole lot of smoking.
There you go. I mean, you need a deep cleansing. I actually told one guy that, my contractor. His breath smelled so bad that it made me nauseous. I couldn't talk to him because I would Earl.
Wow.
So I had to tell him, you know. And do you think he did something about it? No. He was still coming in the morning. Just want to talk to me. Let me talk to you. Let me talk to you. And I'm beginning. No, I don't want to talk to you.
I don't want to call with man, but I don't understand.
So, okay, so that's enough about that. But, yeah, so it's, I just found the men in the Southern soul line of music, they're more respectful and they tend to appreciate more. And, you know, when you appreciate more, I don't mind doing anything for you. I don't, if it's within my power, because just like you, Johnny, I do things that are worth a lot of money, but I don't ask for a lot of money. Sometimes I just do them for free, you know, because I know that this person could use this help to get a step ahead.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You want to feel like anybody, you want to feel like you sowing the seed into somebody that's mm-hmm. appreciative,
mm-hmm.
you know, at least appreciative of your time or and your effort.
Mm-hmm.
Even if ain't no money involved, it could just be some knowledge, you know, some advice, you know, it could be a lot of things, ways that can advance your career.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got your ears blocked, you know what I'm saying, for whatever reason, you're mm-hmm. gonna miss, you know, you can miss a lot of your blessings out here.
Yes, you can.
I've always been a good listener, man. I sit there. A lot of people tell me all they,
you all are.
They tell me their troubles a lot. I bet, but it's been all my life, though. You know what I'm saying? So now it's nothing new, but, It's always been like that. There's been, I think, the position God put me in my hood, in my circle of people in my life, and I just roll with it. I don't fight against it. You know what I'm saying? And
But you know, I also think that's a Libra trait, and I know you don't get into zodiac, and I'm not really really into it. But most Libras that I know are good listeners. Not only are they good listeners, they're good secret keepers. If you tell them something in confidence, it usually stays in confidence.
I rock like that for sure.
Yeah, I find that about Libras. When I grew up, my sister, who is my half-sister, my dad remarried, just so happened to marry a woman who had a child that was, you know, a few months older than me. So we kind of was together. She was a Libra. And we had the best. I had the best childhood with her. We had the best, the closest, tightest relationship. And the bond that developed. And I could tell her anything, and she would, she wouldn't, it wouldn't go any further, you know, unless I said, well, it is something in your mind, but yeah, but she was the best friend that I've had, even to this day when, you know, we both are overgrown. So, and that's when I realized that, and I wasn't into Zodiac then growing up as a kid and stuff like that, but it wasn't until I got older and I started, you know, listening more into Zodiac and realized that she was a Libra. You know, and most people who that I get along best with are Libras. It's just something about me.
I hate gossip. No, too. So I definitely don't pay. I definitely don't.
You
push
do.
I don't push business along. I ignore gossip like a deaf man. Like I got a radar for it.
Yes,
I tend to do. I can smell it coming.
Yes, you do.
I look it off just like Rachel. Just like, you know, just like I never heard a scene is coming or nothing. But you know, I repel it. Like, I guess I'm, you know, I just repel this stuff, man. I'm a great listener, but.
And you don't like argument either. You don't like arguing.
Nah,
you don't like arguing. Yeah, you don't like arguing. Do without, you know, so.
Nah, it's just like, at a certain age, I feel like you don't have to argue. You know what I'm saying? Of course, if you're younger and you just don't know about how to communicate what how you feel in life or what's wrong to you or what's going on, what's bothering you, you know, if you don't really know how to communicate that, of course, most times it's going to turn into anger and frustration and you're going to act out. But if you live life for long enough, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know what I'm saying? It's easier to have a conversation than it is to argue. You know, argue, you're going to wind up hoarse because you're trying to talk louder than they talking. And, you know, and still at the end of the day, you're probably going to walk away even more mad or frustrated than you were in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than just getting clearly off your mind what's on your mind and keeping it pushing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything ain't got to be. Those, you know what I'm saying, and perfect. You know, some things just don't work, and if you can understand that, you can keep moving.
That's
it. It ain't got to be an argument, man. It's just, a lot of people got pent up aggression, man. Life is difficult. Life is tough, man. Life is rough.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it, I'm so thankful for it. Nobody ever told me it was supposed to be easy, so I was never sold that dream or, oh, you know, just do this and life will be good, and, you know. You gotta live life, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no recipe to
mm-hmm.
get you through and it's gonna be good. You gotta deal with the roll with the punches, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
But it's how you roll with it that makes the difference, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So, a lot of people don't have self-control, you know, which is what a lot of it boils down to,
mm-hmm.
you know, so,
yeah. You have to, yeah, some of the best people that I've met is, Libra, Pisces. Pisces are nice. I can't speak for none of the other because I don't know the other ones. I know I've met Pisces, and I've always found Pisces to be very, very smart. Libras are just loyal. Libras are loyal. They are good. Scorpios, those other signs. Scorpios, Cancer, Sagittarius. Ugh.
I couldn't tell you about none of them.
I know.
I know people that really, really remember stuff. Like, you can mention somebody to them, say, yeah, what's it called? Yeah, he's Sagittarius, da, da, da. You know, he born on the same day as Deion Sanders. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, they really, like, know this stuff about entertainers. Mm-hmm. Their mind really can lock those type of things in, but I've never had that type of mind. Like, I guess I never really just cared
mm-hmm.
about horoscopes enough, but I've looked into it a little bit, but
mm-hmm.
I definitely don't know enough to talk about it. So you know, I think everybody got all that stuff within all of us.
We do.
You know what I'm saying? I think we try to find the similarities in what mm-hmm. they tell us we are.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we embody all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? If we really desire to. You know, everything takes effort, you know, to be a nice person is hard.
It is.
Not you being naturally nice, but in the world we live in, to remain that way,
mm-hmm.
to be the person that you naturally are, it takes effort.
It does. It takes a lot of effort. The other thing I noticed about Libras that Libras that Aquarius have in common. And that's pretty much when we're done with people, we're just done.
Yeah, that's definitely for sure, though.
You know, when
like, I ain't got a hatred or nothing.
Yeah.
Like if something significant enough happens,
mm-hmm.
like yeah, we pretty much through booking. That who say through booking?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We through booking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't hate you. I mean, I wish the best for you going on, live your life. But yeah, something is just too much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That be too much sometimes.
That's what I see that both the zodiacs have.
I give a lot of chances. I give people a ton of chances a lot of times. You know, just because I'm the way I am,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I could think people very well be cut off or, you know, for less, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Deserve to be type stuff, but I'm patient with my people. One thing I can say, like my people, when I say my people, not just my family, but my people,
uh-huh.
my community, my culture, my race. You know, I'm extra patient with us because I know how difficult it is for us to be who we are, you know what I'm saying? We got too many things to keep us from being who we want to be. So very few of us can be who we really are. You know what I'm saying? So much fighting against us, but, we're special people, man. So just learn to be more patient, man. Have more self-control. That's my two cents in all of it. Whatever sign you are. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Learn
self-control because a lot of stuff you can't take back. That's the thing. Like, you know, people do stuff sometimes and then they be mad because it's like you don't want to go back to like it used to be or something like that.
That's
you know
right.
Like,
you don't.
Maybe I just can't go back to how it used to be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like this, you know, they seem like they offended or whatever kind of people. You know, it's a strange world, man. But again, like I don't carry hate.
Yeah.
I don't possess those things in my body, my mind, my heart. I refuse to. You know what I'm saying? Because for one, like, I should have, you know, my life should have been in ruins and shambles, but, you know, so I've been blessed, so I cherish life. Like, mm-hmm. I cherish even the struggle that comes with just being an artist, like, an independent artist. Like, it's difficult. When I say difficult, anything that a body is difficult, that means staying afloat financially, of course. I mean, just, having what you need to get back and forth to these different locations in a timely manner, you know, and safely. You know, just all these different things you have to consider. It's a lot. You know, it's a lot. You know what I'm saying? But then you got to do this out of a budget that, you know what I'm saying, that don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're doing it from a non-existent budget.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But don't wear another, man. You know, the good Lord makes a way, so. I don't got time to walk around mad at nobody and hate mm-hmm. nobody, but I will cut your wallet off though.
And I tend to take a lot. I take a lot. For years I will take a lot. But I'm not the same anymore. Now I don't, it's kind of short with me. I don't take it anymore. It's like sometimes some things I would say, you know, to my husband, I'm not going to do this one day. One day I'm not going to feel this way. One day I'm not going to be this way. And then you don't know when, but something happens to you and it turns on a light. And once that light is turned on, you can't turn it off. You can't go back and try again to be one way when all these years I've been trying to get you to see and you never saw it till one day my light came on. And now that you want to see, it just won't come on anymore. So a lot of us have that in common. Tamika says that she is a Virgo. She says that she is a Virgo. Me, she said Virgo me. I never met a Virgo before, but not saying I never met one. I probably have, but didn't know that they were Virgo. But if they are anything as nice as Miss Tamika, I welcome Virgos with open arms because she's so super duper friendly to everybody. And I don't know whether that's just her online presence. I know she's listening.
She's cool as hell in real life.
She is. She is the sweetest person that, you know. Yeah, I wish she lived closer. I could kick it with her.
We got to find out surprise our top listeners up.
I know.
Big our son, because you know it means a lot on a very new little you want to call this talk show, morning show.
Morning show.
We're still on in the 23rd episode.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's good to have some people that are repeat listeners. So to everybody that's repeat listeners, you know, salute to y'all, man. Let's keep this thing going.
Yes, because we
win. Yeah. Yes, Lord.
So you got a word for the day before we get too engulfed in the last 30 minutes of the show? You got a word for the day?
I do want to say before I get into that, man, that all this stuff is within all of us. All the signs, I'm telling you, I just know this in my heart. I know this in my heart because you can say stuff about any sign, and if you're really honest with yourself, you'll see some of that in you. You know, I've scanned through them a couple of times, and I go through Leo, a couple of things in there that I can relate to, you know, and such, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, find yourself. At the end of the day, be your true self, man. Just, you know, try to be your true self after all this said and done. We are who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Mind and mind.
Mm-hmm.
But look, for episode 23, and again, to the ones that might have tapped in late, rest in peace to PNB Rock. That was our topic for Conspiracy Wednesday this week. Episode 23, his death, the video, the actual footage has been released, and it's overall sad. go out to have a bite to eat, and that'll be your final resting place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so
hope he said his grace.
Man, I hope he did too. Mm-hmm. You know, at least he might have got that one last prayer.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Because, you know, it happened so quick, but God bless your soul, man. You know, protect yourself, man. They say self-preservation is the first law of life. You know what I'm saying? You got to take care of yourself. Or you can do anything for somebody else. You got anything, but you got to take care of yourself. You got to be alive to live. So, you know, stay on your P's and Q's. Keep your eyes peeled. You know, that was the moral I got from that whole topic. You can never be too careful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But, value yourself as your most valuable asset. You know what I'm saying? Your life, your health, and your strength. But, I'm gonna put it like this. Quote 2K24 for episode 23.
Okay, now you gotta say it slow because I'm typing it for Tamika now.
Okay. Today's Chrome quote. Episode 23, Conspiracy Wednesdays. Be remembered for the life you live, not for the way you died. Run that back. Be remembered for the way you lived, not for the way you died. And that's just to piggyback off the topic for today. You know what I'm saying? He was an artist. He should be remembered for the great music he made. Stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? But the most recent topic is about how he died. Nothing to do with the art, nothing to do with the gift. Had a lot to do with, I would say envy, I would say greed,
mm-hmm.
I would say ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these things that's very, very unnecessary. If you care anything about your people, if you care anything about life, you know what I'm saying? Self, no. To dap up that man, to dap up this guy right before you take his life.
Man.
That's a cold
yeah,
soul. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, it is.
You know, people can shake your hand with a smile and hug you with a smile, you know, and cut you in the back too. It's a wicked world. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just be mindful of your circle. Be mindful of your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at all times if possible because, you know, you can sit down and try to get a bite to eat and die right at the table. So we, you know what I'm saying? We see any type of things go on, but, one more game for the record. Be remembered for the life you lived, not for the way you died. You know, so I mean, like even me, you know, life ain't guaranteed, but, I feel like I've done enough already in this 20 years since God gave me music that, I left a pretty decent stain on my community and on the people that follow my art and my mission. So, you know, I feel like when it's all said and done, if it ever will be all said and done, I feel like I'm leaving more to be remembered for, you know, than some weird story about how I got, you know, how I passed away. You know what I'm saying? We got people out here overdosing. A lot of artists taking these drugs because we self-medicate a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's a tough industry. You know, it's a very competitive industry. And people tend to pick their own poison, you know, and that can be to their own detriment. So a lot of these artists dying by violent acts like murder, just like PNB Rock. Some of them dying by overdose and things of that nature, like Big Star and a whole lot of other ones. We just lost a couple rappers already this year to overdose. You know what I'm saying? A lot going on. To me, as an artist, let the music always be a driving force. You know what I'm saying? To me, again, I don't focus so much on the dollars and cents. I do business that I feel like makes sense for me, and that will help me to gain more business. I move like that. So to each his own, how you move, man. But you know, let the passion drive you. You know what I'm saying? Let your passion for the art, for the gift you got, be the driving force. Because some other things, they stir up that other pot. You know, it'll get you in a different way, in a different element, or in a different headspace. But, you know, live your life like, you know, like you want to be remembered. And, you know, every day is not, tomorrow's never guaranteed for anybody. You know what I'm saying? So what you do today matters just as well as what you did for the last 15 years. Every day matters. You know what I'm saying? So whatever it is you're doing, do it like you want to be remembered for that. So, you know, shout out to my city once again. Best Memphis, Arkansas, man. They supporting the champ. You know what I'm saying? They know I'm out here rocking and repping Best Memphis all over the country. You know what I'm saying? So to come home from a road trip, you know what I'm saying, repping my city, to find out they got my face up there alongside some real great artists. You know what I'm saying? Real great artists, man. It means a lot. It means a lot. It's a beautiful thing. And I'm gonna keep going hard. It's only the beginning. As long as I've been rocking, it's still only the beginning, man. So I got
it's still only the beginning. You got a lot more to do, Johnny.
A lot left to do.
You gotta spread that sunshine, that Johnny spirit everywhere. Everywhere. I want some more of it. I want some more of it.
I jumped off the stage and fell in Columbus.
What? I bet you bounce right back up, right?
Man, what? Come on, man. That's it, man. If you wanna be, man, come on. Like it's gotta be in you, not on you. So I say I'm a rock star. if you ain't a rock star, if you never fell off stage. And anyway, to me, you gotta do some of the things you gotta do. But it's all in fun, man. I ain't do nothing dangerous. I just, you know, just rocked out a little too hard. We had fun. We laughed about it. But I say this to say that positive vibrations, you know what I'm saying? I take positivity everywhere I go. So we can laugh about these things, man, and keep it. And the show must go on. We still rock.
There you go.
You know,
the show must go on.
Come on, man. And you laugh about it. And these are precious memories. Things you'll be remembered for. See, I tell people all the time, man, when I go places to perform, you got to remember me. You know what I'm saying? If you don't remember me, I don't care what you pay me. That don't even matter, because guess what? You probably ain't gonna bring me back. You got to remember somebody. It's like, man, let's bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's how that goes. So it ain't about, you know, doing no crazy stuff. Like I'm me. You know, mm-hmm. I'm gonna do what Johnny Crone gonna do. But you know, either whether it's through just your talent, your songwriting abilities, your stage performance, just anything, man. Just go out with the intention to be remembered. Make yourself memorable.
Mm-hmm.
Make memorable, precious memories for yourself and your community and your people that you represent. You know what I'm saying? They know I'm wild, so you know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing me to fall off, do nothing crazy. But we had fun. We had a ball, man. They had a live band there. We kind of like improv with the band.
They gave it
a little different element, so...
I'm coming to 13. I'm putting a declaration in. I'm going to come to Croonfest 13.
From 13?
Yes. I'm making a declaration. I'm coming here. And I'm going to get up on the stage and we're going to sing a duet. You could be Ike and I'll be Tina. We'll do Roland. Do 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 do. No, I'm just playing, guys. Don't hold me to that, because there ain't no way in heck I'm gonna get up on stage with Johnny and sing anything. Make me look bad. Now, to me, Tamika asked me about a song called Stain. You have a song called Stained? She said it's an awesome song. She says it's an awesome song. So I definitely want to hear that.
Yeah, that's the only song my mom ever sat in the studio with me on.
Where's it at?
I think it's definitely on, it might be on YouTube. I can send it to you.
Yeah, send it to me. I want to hear it. And she also said she fell at Croonfest. That's right. She did tell me she hurt her leg. I didn't.
We were rocking out, man.
Y'all must really be having a good. Y'all in there getting yourselves hurt, coming out limping. Man, we had a ball.
You got a crush, too.
Yeah. It's okay.
We rocked out hard, man. I'll tell you, man. Shout out to Tamika, man. We make memories, man. This stuff that we can live to laugh about. You know, it ain't nobody went in there and got shot in Chrome Fest. Ain't no junk. You know, ain't no junk like that ever gonna happen, man. God forbid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So let's keep the vibration positive, man. Even if we're slipping and falling, and we help each other up, man. Mm-hmm. Keep on keeping on.
Well, you got a posse that travels with you. You know, now I know you got a posse that travels with you, so whoever accommodate got to kind of accommodate for the posse as well as...
we've been rocking before we was getting accommodation, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So we're going to make it happen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But, I try to keep extra eyes with me, man, because I've done it a long time by myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I ain't never scared, man. So I've driven 6-7 hours to a show by myself. Just me and God, you know what I'm saying, and did what I had to do and drove back to, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it ain't nothing new, but again, it's good to have, and it's good to have extra eyes and any level of support, you know, in this crazy world we in. So, you know, the accommodation would be the least of my worries, you know what I'm saying? We always gonna get there, man, and get back safely. That'd be my main thing. Get there, get back safely. So, other stuff, you know, take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll get greater later, you know, the carpet get laid out when it's time for it to get laid out, so I'm still earning my stripes, and you know, it's a lot of things that still gotta come my way.
Mm-hmm.
Even just make it easy on that level for everybody involved, you know what I'm saying? I hate it when money get in the way of progress, you know what I'm saying? I hate that, but we still gotta fight this good fight. It ain't no easy world to live in and sustain in, so it's about balance for sure. You got to spread them coins out. Sometimes they get thin. Well, it's, you know, if it makes sense, you got to do it. You know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on rocking. You're going to keep on rocking. I know that.
That sounds good. I mean, sounds like you guys had a ball. I know I had a ball with you guys. And it's official. It's official, Johnny. It's official that... that you guys will be coming back to Virginia in February for 3 days. Let's have some fun. I got the clubs. The clubs are already on board, you know. And for my VA listeners, there's going to be the Wingate Wyndham on the 14th, the Tropical Delights on the 15th, and Jam Cafe on the 16th. So we're going to have 3 new clubs. So I'm looking forward to that. These are all Virginia Beach locations, Diamonds. So those of you that says I don't like going to Portsmouth, we won't be in Portsmouth this time. So, and hopefully we can get to see them at least 3 times in 2025. I'm hoping to get them in for the summer and to do the tour on the SOMO tour in October. Definitely. Yeah, we got to check on them October dates. See if those are good with you, what we did last year, Johnny. See if those are good with you. Yeah, but we look forward to it, and hopefully we'll have bigger success, and the house will be just bought down. We could bring some of that Memphis party attitude here to VA, where we all just love each other, get along, go in there, hurt, and break a leg. Literally.
And then you're getting down, you start getting down, you get on down.
Yes, we may not can stay open as late as they can out in Memphis, but
Oh yeah, y'all do be having issues. They open late out here.
Like, yeah, yeah, we gotta shut down about 1 o'clock, 1:30.
Yeah. That's
when the night is still kind of young, but we'll get some of that out here. So look out for the Somo, Johnny Croon, Mac Full Throttle, and Eddie Key, and who else knows who they'll bring with them. So it's always a surprise.
Get Dynamite to Johnny, but
Dynamite. Yeah.
I'm waiting on that, man. Yeah, I, for real, I'm praying on that too. But yeah, it's coming back.
Yeah, so we hope to see them at least 3 times this year. So look out. Be on the lookout. I just gave you a heads up for February. The promotion start for the February show in December. So look out. Make sure you reserve your seats. It's going to be a BYOB, guys. It's going to be a BYOB, and there's going to be food there.
That sounded more like a down south. Yeah. And then, I
try
to thought I threw
Chrome
Fest like this.
Yeah, I have to get what Johnny likes, because Johnny is particular. He's particular. Eddie's particular. I don't think Matt is he particular. He might be, because he's the baby boy. He might be particular just because he's the baby boy. So, but I have to figure out, you know, what they'll eat.
But he's country boy, though. I'm sure he eat a lot of good old soul food. So.
Mm-hmm.
You're right in the country, man. But you know, he probably eat a lot of fast food too. Mm-hmm. But find out. That's a good question.
That's serious. Man, and I tell you,
what he don't like.
I don't know if I told you, but when me and Johnny met each other, it was like we knew each other for years. It wasn't like we didn't, you know, this is the first time meeting each other. It was like we knew each other for years. When I saw him, I embraced him like my brother. I was so happy to see him. Very happy to see him. And then I got to see just how short I really am. I think he was expecting me to be taller.
You kind of
for a woman,
and I didn't think
you'd be that
tall. When you told me I stood your daughter, I was like, she ain't that much taller than
me. I'm 5'6". That's average. That's not short.
That's not short.
No.
But, y'all definitely helped me break the ice, man. Well, I definitely felt welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I had a little thing in my own chip on my shoulder about Virginia, but I'm good.
Yeah.
I had a bottle, man.
I got some making up to do about your room accommodations this time, sweetheart. It's going to be better. It's going to be better. I can't put the star. I had to check out the hotels now. Now I got to check out the hotels. I just can't go by what they say in the pictures that they put in it, man. So my crew is on it. They are on checking out hotels, making sure they look like what they picture says. It was this one time that me and Mahogany went to this hotel in Jersey, and we wanted to get a room that was inexpensive. Man, I was so mad. I was so angry because my view was someone's clothes hanging on the line. A filthy dirty. In the middle of the night, someone was bamming on the door. It was horrible. It was horrible. It's just like, well, we saved some money. I said, you know what? Some things you really don't care about money for. Some things you just have to do it. You know, you just have to do it. I mean, it's not
if you're able,
but gotta make a way. Gotta make a way, because he knows that I'm snobbish. He created me. He knows that. You know, it's like, okay, I'm gonna have a problem with this one, with this hair, because Lena gonna see it and say, you know, but I'm good. I won't say it, even if it's not right. You know, I won't say anything. I just, you know, won't do it or won't eat it or something like that. I hurt your feelings, so I won't do it. So that's what I have coming up. I have, only thing I got on my plate. Well, I got the, awards, which is, oh my God. Oh, I got to make an announcement starting Saturday. This Saturday, Southern Soul and Soul Music will have their own playlist on Saturdays on LJDN Radio. It's going to be a request line. So you can request any of the Southern Soul artist songs that you see on a request list. Those requests is important because those are the ones that I'll be looking for nominees for best song for the award ceremony. And so that will happen this Saturday. So this Saturday, whatever you're doing, stop and listen to the playlist. I will post the time. I will want to play them all day, but I don't have enough songs from the Southern Soul.
You know, I'm leaving those promos from Chrome Fest on my page.
Just I got them. I got them. I wrote them all down. I did speak to Chad. Okay. Me and Chad spoke. I haven't spoke to anyone else. I have to get Denise Cannon. I have to get her. And could I get some ladies up in here? I got all these men.
Patrice Marie, she's a brand new artist.
I gotta write her name down. Patrice Marie, because I wrote down the name.
She got one on my page too. Patrice Marie. I'm leaving them all up there.
I'll look again. I didn't see that, but I'll look again.
Yeah, she's a new artist. She debuted a lot of her new music for the first time at Chrome Fest this year, so that was dope. And she jumped out the porch with Chrome Fest. So shout out to Patrice Marie. And everybody that's on my page, they all in order, so if you go from one on down.
Yeah, I did. I thought I had them all. I didn't see her, so I'll definitely check her out. And what else I have, besides the new radio station that's going to be launching in 2025, is going to specialize in sports and comedy. Big Darren Brown is going to be managing the station there. Hopefully he hasn't told me yes yet, but I'm praying for a yes that he's going to do it. He has comedy tours that he does throughout the Hampton Roads area and sometimes in other states. And I also have a new show coming up that I'm pretty excited about. It's going to be called, let me get the name right. It's Secret Vibes.
Secret Vibes
with Victoria Brown. That's going to be happening on Fridays from 7 to 8. It's going to be a spicy little thing, so make sure you tune in, get yourself hyped, head right, just before you go out for a Friday night. You can listen to her, be entertained. She's probably going to be talking about some happenings in the Hampton and Roll area, clubs and stuff, or events that might be coming up. So I'm really I'm happy to have her on board. It's definitely going to cater to a much younger crowd of me. I'm looking at 20s and stuff like that, where things like that. She contacted me about the ad I had put out looking for a co-host for LJD in Mornings. And I talked to her, and when I found out how old she was, I was just like, oh, we can't do a show together. I said, you're going to make me look like an old maid on the show. You're going to make me look like an old woman. I can't have that. But her energy was so there. I mean, I think I can pretty much spot when a person has an it factor. I've been doing this for a very long time. I used to work for a couple of model agencies where I picked out as a recruiter. Recruiting people with the it factor.
Talent,
huh?
like a talent agent.
Yeah, so, and her energy was just off the chain, I got to tell you. I couldn't.
How old is she?
I couldn't pass 32.
Okay.
So I couldn't pass up that, I couldn't pass up that energy. I said, you know, we got to do something here because you got a lot of energy. And, you know, and most people who are in the, that want to be in the entertainment business, you'll find that as they were kids, they, this is what they were doing. They were theatrical. You know, they sung a lot. They created like shows and little things like that. I remember with me and my sisters and my friend, we would take the clothes and string them up like curtains. And make the stage.
It was already in you.
Yeah. It's just, it's already in you to be an entertainer. I mean, what about you, Johnny, as a kid?
It's kind of like me being Rudolph in elementary.
I bet you was excited.
Now I got a song called Rudolph. Now I'm a rock star now, so.
You know, I bet you was excited.
I was on the big stage as a little kid, playing Rudolph in front of a crowd.
And he probably grinning from ear to ear.
I remember the little red nose, the light nose. I remember some of the stuff about it. I don't know how I wound up Rudolph. That's one thing that's crazy. But now one of my most requested songs is Rudolph. They wanted me singing it back in October, man. Go on, hit Rudolph. I'm like, man, it's still Halloween season. As long as Halloween went by. It's cool, but because I think a lot of this stuff is already preordained, you know, as they say. Mm-hmm. They say your steps are already ordered. A lot of times it takes us a while to get synchronized with life itself. Mm-hmm. You know, and find your real path. I think that's all it really is. A lot of times we don't know it. Mm-hmm. And we already was predestined, like you said, to be where we are today. You know, so.
Yeah, it's. I think most people who I talk to and who in the industry since I've been in here for a while, you usually find that something in their childhood that they did that sparked up that star quality in them. And when I say star, I don't mean everybody's name is not going to be in lights. Everybody's name is not meant to be to fill up the concert stadium. Everybody's name is not. Is not picked for that. I think we have our own certain order and where God wants us to be, and wherever He places us, He'll make sure that we're successful at it. You know, so I mean, there are people who are famous. Johnny even named a couple of them earlier on the show. I never heard of these people. I never heard of them. I never heard their music, but they were famous. Not only were they famous, but they were pretty good on the money too, you know, but their name wasn't in lights and filling up football stadiums. It's not for everyone. And when as an independent artist, you need to get that in your head, because you may think that not having that having a local presence is not enough. That's not where you want to be. Oh, well, you know, you're going to go here, you're going to go there. You may not get there. You may go, but so much on the plateau. And people know you, respect you, pay for your shows, pay for your merch or whatever it is, and you live your life comfortably. You know, and that could be the rest of your life. You go to these little shows and people know you, people still knowing you that didn't know you. It's not customized.
I mean, put it like this. What if all the shows were $100 a ticket for, you know what I'm saying? Half of us, 75% of us wouldn't be going to shows, somebody, you know, watching the concert. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What if there's just, you know, but such? So what I'm saying is that there's levels, you know, because there are $1,000 tickets depending on what show you're going to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's levels to life. So it only makes sense that some artists would never probably go but so high, because there's an audience to be fed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Why would God leave out that big percentage of the audience? You know, some things come down to money. I can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It makes sense. Like you said, some people you're destined to provide for this audience.
Mm-hmm.
you know, mm-hmm. the audience that may not have the money to go see mm-hmm. such and such up there, you know what I'm saying, or whoever's supposed to be their favorite artist, they may not can afford that ticket, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, so, you know, he still provides for everybody else too, so it makes sense, I never thought of it like
you,
that.
Yeah, you could, because I run across everyone, the people that just want to be a star, I want to be started, I want to be rich, I want to be famous, it's not meant for everyone. It's not meant for everyone. And you got some people that are there and are miserable. Yeah. You know, so sometimes, you know, if God laid it out for